Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
5-7 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Happy Wednesday. It's Mike McKay here. It is the 30th of July. I have some great stuff to share with you this morning. I am so pumped up for today's show. Got a ton of great music, obviously, to get you on your way. But some very interesting things I've come across, including, in just a few minutes, starting out the morning with our feel-good story of the day. You're going to like it a lot, I guarantee it. Stay close.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Altoona to Lake Chetek. We're your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
I'll be Watching shadows move across the wall. Feel so frightened. I want to run to you, I want to call, but I've been hit by lightning. Just can't stand up for falling apart. Can't see through the spell across my heart. Over you, you'll always be the one. You were the first, you'll be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you.
Want some good news for a change? Mike McKay's got you covered with your good news story of the day. Here's Mike.
All right, here's a story out of Alaska where a bunch of people came together to rescue a beached whale. The 15-foot whale was scratched up by the rocks and stranded, which was bad news for the animal because its skin would have been damaged by the sun. Well, typically, this type of whale can drown in between 10 to 20 minutes on shore. At 15 feet long, weighing about 3 tons, this whale was stuck. You can't just roll this thing back in. 15 volunteers, though, from the village wrapped wet beach towels around the whale, formed a bucket line, poured seawater onto the soft underbelly for 6 hours, making it as comfortable and as safe as possible. The hard work attention paid off in a big way as the whale was able to finally back into the water as the tide started to come in once again. The villagers saved that whale. Wow, that is incredible.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. It's a girl, my lord, in a flash.
take it easy.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
I'm
1057 CFW. There's a flock of seagulls. Mike McKay along with you. Happy Wednesday. Hope it's going to be a great hump day today for you. It's going to be more comfortable. The humidity down. Finally, a little break from that. We'll get details on the forecast in a few minutes to let you know what's going on with that. Coming up in a little bit, there's something that we do, the vast majority of adults do with our doctors. We'll see if you do it. I'll share it with you in a few minutes.
Fun music. 105.7 CFW.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing, baby?
cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the
5-7 CFW 80s, 90s, more. There goes Elton John. I'm still standing. Mike Vickie along with you on this, the 30th of July. Today is National Father-in-Law Day, a day to salute the father-in-laws out there. So if you've got a father-in-law, you're going to want to call him or text him or, I don't know, take him out to lunch, whatever it might be, and just say, job well done. I don't know what they've done, but today's the day to, you know, let them know that you appreciate them being in your life. So, yeah, hopefully it's a good relationship.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Dan Hartman, 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. All right, now when it comes to your doctor, this is pretty interesting. 8 out of 10 American adults, 80%, that is almost all of us, do this with our doctor. So what is it? We lie. That's right. 8 out of 10 American adults admit to lying to their doctors. The number one thing we lie about to our doctors is whether or not we exercise. Well, of course, you know, the thing is, you might as well be honest, because trust me, our doctors, they know. I mean, they meet, you know, they treat how many people, not only on a daily basis, but year in and year out. Doctors have heard all the excuses. They've heard all the answers. You might as well just be, you got to be honest with your doctor. Just tell them, because if you say you exercise and you don't, your doctor is going to just give you that. Okay. The one thing though that we don't ever want to hear from our doctors is if they're doing some type of outpatient surgery with us. Has this ever happened to you? Because this happened to me with my doctor once. And he was doing, it was just a pretty simple procedure. And right in the middle of it, he goes, uh-oh. he looks at me and he goes, I'm just kidding. That's not funny, Doc. I don't care.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
I don't mean to interrupt your meal, but I saw you from across the cafe, and you're the Geico Gecko, right?
In the flesh.
Oh, my goodness. This is huge to finally meet you. I love Geico's fast and friendly claim service.
Well, that's how Geico gets 97% customer satisfaction.
Anyway, that's all. Enjoy the rest of your food.
No worries. So are you just going to watch me eat?
Oh, sorry. Just a little starstruck. I'll be on my way.
If you're going to stick around, just pull up a chair.
You're the best.
Get more than just savings. Get more with Geico.
Economy, furniture, and Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around. Two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, September 6th. It's the first ever Barbecue Fest coming to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. A full day of fun for the whole family. Music, games, and barbecue. Lots and lots of barbecue. There's a barbecue competition, cornhole tourney, barn dance, and more. Join 105.7 CFW for the first ever Barbecue Fest. Saturday, September 6th, Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. More info at nwsfa.com.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation have announced the distribution of $1.5 million in small business development grants. According to a press release, the grant funding will go towards community organizations that support small businesses, including two in the Northwest Wisconsin region. The Ashland Area Development Corporation will receive $200,000 of the grant funding, and the Dunn County Economic Development Corporation will receive $250,000. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is once again reminding residents to drive cautiously through work zones. DOT officials held a press conference in Douglas County on Monday, urging drivers to reduce their speed, pay attention, and avoid potential distractions to protect both themselves and road construction workers with nearly 100 projects taking place across the state. They say there were over 2,100 work zone crashes across the state last year, resulting in over 750 injuries and 10 deaths, which included two construction workers. The Rice Lake Police Department is offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of any individuals involved in a vandalism incident at the Barron County Fairgrounds over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the incident occurred sometime after 6 p.m. on Friday at the Youth Expo building and was discovered on Saturday morning. The suspects discharged a dozen fire extinguishers covering the entire main building and bathrooms. Fairgrounds officials say it could cost around $30,000 to restore the building. Thousands of Northwest Wisconsin residents were left without power following severe thunderstorms that hit the region on Monday night. Over 14,000 customers had reported power outages as of Tuesday morning, mostly concentrated in Dunn, St. Croix, and Pierce counties. Xcel Energy customers suffered the largest portion of the outages, and company officials were not able to say when power would be fully restored on Tuesday. The storms brought wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour across the region, causing damage to trees and power lines. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A few showers or a thunder shower early on today with gradual clearing by late afternoon into this evening. Our high today, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
CFW.
CFW 80s, 90s, some more. It's Mike along with you on this Wednesday morning. Stop by our website, wcfw.fm. You should bookmark it. Have you checked out our big deals store yet? It could save you money, and I'm talking 30 to 50% off every day. And some days we give you extra special savings. So, yeah, take a look and see what we've got. We've got not only businesses from the Chippewa Valley, but we've got some from across Wisconsin, too. Never know what you're going to find. WCFW.FM. Click that big deals banner and check that out, all right? Here's Stone Temple Pilots as we move through this Wednesday morning together on 105.7 CFW.
And more.
Take on me. I'm tired of us and it's all because this is how we do it.
Cause I'm tough, I'm gonna give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
105.7 CFW.